Hi, this is Kelly Vaughn, and you're listening to the Music Journeys podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley. The power of music is unlike anything else. Sure, it can help us celebrate the good times or help us finish that run or that last set of planks, but music also provides some comfort in those times when you're having one of those frustrating kind of days. It can help you get through your darkest days too, and that's what music has done for my next guest. Kelly Vaughn is one of the many artists performing at this weekend's Columbus Arts Festival. She's scheduled for 1:15 at the Bicentennial Park stage Sunday afternoon. The Columbus native shares her story of how music saved her life. We'll get a sneak peek at some new material she's working on, and she takes part in the Fast Five. Kelly Vaughn, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Kelly Vaughn, and this is my music journey.
So I've learned to embrace the pain. And know it's good not to be the same. And from the lessons of this life, well, I believe I can thrive.
For Kelly Vaughn, the song Fall, one of her earliest compilations, represents the restoration of hope and the power of music.
It literally saved my life. Like, truly, I was just in the lowest possible low places, and, you know, having my guitar and then eventually developing the ability to write and to just kind of put things on paper and to get them out there, it really, really saved me. I never actually imagined that it would be something that I would do for my career.
Vaughn grew up in Central Ohio with a fascination for the guitar, an instrument she taught herself to play in high school. Horse training would be her profession for the next two decades, with music serving as just a hobby. That all changed near the end of 2010.
I lost my mom pretty unexpectedly to cancer, and she was my best friend. We were really, really close, and I was definitely really struggling with that loss, and reconnected with my guitar and started playing and singing just as a way to kind of heal, singing songs that I knew, songs that she used to like. And then one day, probably about a year after she'd been gone, these songs just sort of started coming out. One of my first songs I wrote, called Ordinary Girl, I affectionately call that my song that fell out of the sky. And I literally feel like that's sort of how it happened. I just was playing this little riff, and the words just started coming out of my mouth, and that was just kind of how it all started.
I wish you could see that I am more than I appear, but you won't see me. You won't hear me, and there's no room for me in your world. And you won't know me, you don't love me. Someday you'll realize I'm no ordinary girl. All my life, all my dreams,
put five of those songs together for her first release in 2014. A few years later came the 10-track Life Goes On, which expanded her creativity.
I think my writing is evolving as my life is changing, of course. And initially, I was writing a lot about loss or just kind of my experiences around the loss. Now I'm more able to write about things that either I'm observing or even just some things are just kind of hypothetical. They haven't necessarily happened to me. I'm a very sensitive person, so that has its perks and it has its disadvantages as well. But it's great from the aspect of being able to write and create because you can observe something and you're able to kind of put yourself in that person's shoes and have empathy, you know, for how they may be feeling or what their experience might be, and then hopefully be able to translate that into a song that people can relate to.
I carry you in my heart, and in that way we're never apart. And in the end between, until next we meet, I'll wrap my arms around you and I'll keep you safe. I'll listen to your dreams and all you hope to be, and I'll still love you in the in-between.
The in-between is actually a song that I wrote about, you know, loving someone, carrying love for someone that you're maybe not able to be with as much anymore for whatever situation. So for example, you know, my niece is, she's in Germany now. We've always kind of lived long distance apart. I don't get to see her anywhere near as much as I would like, but I still love her just as much. And that song, interestingly enough, I've had people come up to me and say that it has all different types of meanings for them, which I think is another thing that's really cool. That, you know, I know kind of what I was thinking when I wrote it, but someone else can listen to it and they take a different meaning from it, or it has they can relate to it in a different way, and I think that's really cool.
But there's a wave crashing over me, it's pulling me down. If there's a wave crashing over me, I think I might drown. But there's something inside of me that wants to be free, so people are understanding some deep need. Help me survive. It can't come too soon. Give me some peace as I cry at the moon.
When I started out, I told myself that I would try it for a year, see how it went, and if things kept progressing and I kept getting opportunities, then I would just sort of keep at it. And I've been fortunate that I continue to get opportunities. I have regular venues that I play, so I kind of know I can count on those, which is awesome, and I'm so appreciative of that. I think that the challenge for me personally is to try to keep my focus on the good things and the positive things and the things that I'm working towards, and not let myself get caught up in maybe the more negative aspects of things or the frustration, you know, because it's this constant battle of believing in yourself and having confidence when really, like, I'm just this kind of really scared, insecure person, if I'm going to be honest. You know, I'm putting myself out there. It's kind of a balancing act of just trying to keep focused on the things you're doing that are good and not get caught up in the negative. For me, it's about connecting with people. I really want to be able to connect and hopefully make them feel something.
Now 49, Vaughn feels good about her life and the direction of her music. She's also working on a new collection of songs. She shared a couple of those with us. Here's a sample of Love's Promise, which she says may open her set at the Arts Fest.
Thank you. I'm no good at asking for help. I was raised to just take care of myself. They left me.
Vaughn says the song Tattoo was inspired by a woman she met who had one that read, "What goes around comes around." Vaughn describes this new tune as that struggle between wanting some karma for those who wrong us and taking the high road.
So back to my things, gave you back your ring. Now I realize to you I never meant a thing. Cause right from the start, you never gave your heart. Just dangled it and taunted me with it from afar. What goes around comes around. Around, it comes around. What goes around, it comes around. What goes around, it comes around.
I like the sound of both of those tracks. We had one last bit of fun with Kelly Vaughn as she took part in the Fast Five. Here we go. What was the first song that you can remember hearing that you loved?
As a kid, I used to absolutely love to sing Michael Martin Murphy's Wildfire.
And the pony she named Wildfire busted down his stall. In a blizzard, she was lost.
As a kid, I just loved that song. Anytime it would come on the radio, my mom would say I was in the car seat, and I would just sing and sing and sing and sing. I don't know what it was about that song, but I can very vividly remember that. To resonate with a four-year-old, that was probably a pretty good indication of that I would be mostly a ballad writer as I got older.
That's great.
Yeah.
How about the song that makes you feel the most nostalgic?
Probably anything from U2's Joshua Tree album. Favorite albums, and came out when I was in high school, so I was in that formative teenager years, so I have tons of great memories listening to that, and it's definitely one of those ones that can just take me back to that time. And if I'm allowed to pick another one, I would say Carole King's Tapestry album.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood. Holding you again could only do me good. How I wish I could, but you're so far away.
That was my mom's favorite album, and we used to listen to it all the time. And, you know, I see that I have an original pressing of it, vinyl, the picture of her with the cat, and just so many great songs, so... I know I say it said two there, but those two for sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
How about the go-to song you have for dancing, or something that a tune that you hear and you just can't sit still when you hear it when it comes on?
I'm not a big dancer.
Somebody says we're gonna play this music, but you gotta dance. So what's the song?
I'm trying to think. What's the last thing that made me dance around my house when no one was looking? Well, you might have stumped me on that one. I mean, I could just go with like a standard, you know, like the 90s, like hip hop kind of the jump. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, what, a jump around maybe?
Jump around, yeah, jump around. Because, you know, it's so suggestive. You just got to.
I came to get down. I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down.
Sort of similar. How about a song that makes you work out?
Well, I used to listen to Hailstorm a lot when I was getting on the treadmill and that kind of thing.
I've been a mess since you stayed. I've been a wreck since you changed.
Really very eclectic taste. It's sort of, I mean, I go from Michael Martin Murphy to Hailstorm.
All right, last one is the song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
Oh, The Outfield, Your Love.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight. I ain't got many friends left to talk to. The way's a room and I'm in trouble. You know I'd do anything for you. Stay the night but keep it under.
Listen to that and not
that
be happy.
That whole record is great.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and then just the whole opening. As soon as it comes on, it's just like, dun, 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 you know, like that great little guitar riff. And
that's great. That's the five. That's the five questions. Thank okay. you so much for doing that.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
That.
You're welcome.
Vaughn performs in Mansfield Friday night at the Newark Pride Festival Saturday afternoon, and as part of the Columbus Arts Festival Sunday afternoon at 1:15 at the Bicentennial Park stage. My thanks to Kelly Vaughn for her time and especially her music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.